Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Michael Kelsey as we talk about two congressional forums planned at the OCA convention in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey, says OCA hoping to replicate something done 4 years ago at their annual meeting when they had a forum between gubernatorial candidates Kevin Stitt and Mick Cornett. This time around, 2022, it'll be a pair of congressional forums for the 2nd Congressional District runoff and for the U.S. Senate runoff for Senator Jim Inhofe's seat.
We're taking advantage of the placement of our convention. It's just as simple as that. I mean, the primary's in June, the runoff's in August. Right in the middle of that 60 days is the OCA convention. We just happen to be, quite frankly, lucky enough that ours is the end of July, and our membership says, continually says, we're interested in those candidates for those important positions. So why not use the convention as an opportunity for them to meet us and for us to meet them?
OCA leadership identifying two Republican runoffs very important, as they'll send fresh faces to the House and to the Senate from Oklahoma.
2nd Congressional District, vacated by Representative Mullen, who's running for Senate, and then the U.S. Senate, the unexpired term, Mr. Inhofe's seat. And I look forward to being just a great opportunity for them, those candidates, to share their perspective on important issues like environmental issues federally, EPA, McGirt. We're going to talk about McGirt. We have to. We're going to talk about marketing issues. Should the government establish negotiated trade minimums? Should the government be involved in marketing issues? Trade. We're going to talk about trade. We're going to talk about tax policy.
Friday, July 22nd, Avery Fix and Josh Brekeen will be looking for that Republican nomination for the 2nd District Congressional seat vacated by Mark Wayne Mullen. Also, Mark Wayne Mullen will be on hand. He'll be in the Senate forum on Saturday, Congressman Mullen versus former House Speaker T.W. Shannon for the last 2 years of Senator Jim Inhofe's seat.
We're really looking forward to those forums. And again, let me publicly say I appreciate all four of the candidates for their commitment to come and to participate in these forums. It'll be very important.
Now, let's talk. You mentioned some of the issues of the day. That's going to come up during that forum.
Right.
But you're also going to be kind of tweaking policy that is established by OCA members. That'll be a part of your business session. Anything that you kind of know of right now that may be kind of chewed on a little bit?
Yeah, I haven't had any formal policies sent to me by members yet. In other words, draft policies, whereas, therefore, be it resolved, if you will. Having some questions and some discussion from members about policy regarding drought. Do we need to, we've got a farm bill coming up, and so do we need to look at some of those types of issues, some of those disaster assistance issues, some of those types of things? How does our policy rank up there? What does it do to give us an opportunity to be a part of those discussions? So we may see some of that type of discussion.
And of course, you'll have opportunity to talk farm bill, federal regulatory things in Reno the following week.
That's right. NCBA summer business meeting is the following week. And so I anticipate that being a lively discussion regarding farm bill and et cetera. And I should also mention, I've been working with NCBA. Ethan Lyon has been very attentive to this and very responsive to this. And that is the Native issues, Native American issues specific to McGirt. Oklahoma is not the only state that is affected by McGirt. We're at the dead center of the issue, obviously. But there's large looming questions regarding this issue. And certainly we've asked NCBA, and they've responded, to be attentive to this on the national basis. The Supreme Court just this past week agreed to hear some cases regarding Native education and Native placement of adoption and some of those types of issues. And those could have key important understandings regarding how the federal government's going to look at Native American issues in Indian country. And so it's important that NCBA engage on that on behalf of our members, because again, Oklahoma's not the only one. So we're going to have some discussion about that at NCBA and see where other states are, compare our notes, if you will, and then move forward in that sense. But very, very important meeting as well. And as you mentioned, the week after our own convention here in Oklahoma.
Convention details at okcattleman.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation's been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.